Hi, I'm Karen Bao, and I'm the author of Pangu's Shadow. It's a sci-fi mystery about two immigrant scientists in space who are falsely accused of murdering their professor. Vera is from an industrial wasteland moon and is doing science to try and cure her mysterious illness. She loved the professor, perhaps a little bit too much. Meanwhile, Errol is the daughter of immigrants from an agricultural moon, and she's doing science to honor their sacrifices while wishing she could just spend all her time dancing. And these two have to team up in spite of their rivalry and distrust to prove their innocence. My parents immigrated from China and raised me to love both the sciences and the arts. I graduated with my PhD in biology from Harvard, where I studied carbon dioxide sensation in mosquitoes. I loved being the first one in the entire world to know something, and that's what science is all about. But I didn't always enjoy how scientists made me feel like I didn't belong just because I didn't look like the rest of them. And Pengu's Shadow is a spacefaring high-stakes mystery, for sure, but it's also about what it means to belong, who gets to decide what is true, and who gets to be innocent in a society. I think one of the biggest things that people can take away from this book is that everybody experiences the world in a different way. Even the two main characters in this book take a while to understand each other, even though there's so much overlap between them. So, yes, I guess empathy. I'm going to read from chapter two of Pangu's Shadow. It's from the perspective of Ver, and it begins after an alarm has gone off in the lab. If a chemical reaction is stalling at a catalyst, it will nudge the molecules to cooperate without itself undergoing a permanent change. The reaction will run faster. I wish there was a catalyst to make my body run faster or run at all. This is why I hate emergencies, why I panic and cry and sometimes wet my pants, because I cannot run. And when the people around me do, bump, thump, I am hurt. That is how it has been since the pain started, how it will always be. There were plenty of emergencies back home, but I thought that by coming here to G Moon One, I would find safety. I hate being wrong. When the alarm tunnels into my ears, I drop the chemically treated bone marrow sample I'm holding. The tissue pops out of the dish, splat, onto the floor. No! My head is exploding with alarm like a sealed bottle in an autoclave. That was the only sample I had prepared. Weeks of work that someday could have helped someone like me. Lost! The yellow emergency lights flick on with a hum. I cannot process what Cal is saying, but I can identify his expression as shock. After a moment, the face I love turns away from me. His hands cover it up. Sorry, sorry, I say, stooping down to clean up the mess. Have to save what I can. Cal trudges off toward his office, wringing his hands over our lost work. He must need to deal with the frustration alone. I know he's not angry at me. He understands that my physical limitations can make me clumsy. He has never treated me like I'm inferior to anyone else. The alarm is still screaming. I look up from the mess to apologize again, but Cal is lying on the floor, folded in the fetal position. His face is hidden. I blink, and he's still there. Even as I inch toward him, panic rising in my chest, a blur flashes by me. Errol Fielding, running across the lab, throwing her sliced tissue back in the freezer and grabbing me around the waist. My lower back squeezes, seizes as she hustles me toward the exit, her curls bouncing in front of my face. I did not ask to be manhandled. Why did she show up to the lab tonight, of all nights? Put me down! Seething, I thwack her arm with my cane. I cannot leave that experiment. Or Cal. You think I want to leave mine? Errol shouts over the alarm. Normally, her voice is lazy and low, but now it is angry, like the violet lightning on the churning gassy surface of our moon's planet, GUI.